always like to go back at least once a year and visit my family as well as seeing what is happening there, you know.
Especially after all the storms and things like that, I was concerned about that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, how everything was. One thing I wanted to ask, because, I mean, what stands out is your musical individuality that I'm hearing right away. I'm like, wow, this guy. And yet you came up through that system. You know, they snatch you up when you're a child, and as soon as you show some interest, and they teach you the classics and this whole thing, and then you have these influences like Keith Jarrett and Quincy Jones, and yet you're shining through. How does that happen? How do you not be overshadowed by the whole process that you've been through as a pianist?
I don't know. To be honest, for me, music always, you know, since Cuba, even though we didn't have maybe as much information as we have in a country like the United States or outside, they both live in Europe. We always were looking forward to meet new people, new cultures, and try to incorporate that into who we are, as well as to our music. So I guess it's something that it has been forever in us. And even though we had many, you know, difficulties to find recordings or books, uh-huh, or, you know, a lot of those things while we were back in Cuba, we always found ourselves, you know, like, trying to find it in some way. And sure, one of those ways was like asking friends, like, wish they would have the opportunity to go out of the country and visit other places, like, just to bring as much as they could in a hard drive or something like that, full, uh-huh, of MP3 and books and things like that. This is our rendition to Thriller, one of the most famous songs.
Awesome.
We did a version in a Cuban timba. Timba is like a very popular music from the streets, underground music, uh-huh, from Cuba.
Yeah, I had read where you got the Cone Concert, the Keith Jarrett double album, when you were a kid. And
well, I got that album. That was very random situation. My uncle was moving from one apartment to the next one, and the only thing they left at the apartment was completely empty. It was a original CD, the Cone Concert. And
well, there you go.
For me, it was incredible because it changed my life in so many ways. You know, in the Cuban culture, we have a lot of improvising, but sure, I didn't know much about the piano improvisation before that. I was just involved in the classical world, and I didn't know, you know, what to expect. When I listened to that CD, completely changed my life forever. I didn't know that someone could really sit in the piano and just play, you know, anything that they could have, you know, in their mind. And for me, it was just about, you know, playing Mozart, Beethoven, or Bach. And at that point, it changed, you know, my point of view about music. And since that moment, we've been trying to discover as much as I can as a human, you know,
and
express that through our music. Playing with Michael since we were kids.
As you said, we
grew up together in Cuba, and with Munir for almost three years. Munir, I was introduced by Michael and another great friend that lives in Spain. Since the first moment, we had a great connection, and we, you know, we like to keep going in this path.
Well, you got killer taste in bass players and drummers, I gotta say.
I'm very happy that we found each other. You know, we really are looking for same message and same energy and same. We have a great brotherhood between each other. So I guess that is the purpose of music. Also, you know, I not just music in general. You know, in life,
sure,
you need to find people who are connected to your thoughts and people who are basically share the love and passion for the same things.
Sure.
And I feel fortunate to have both of them on board.